Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of A Man Without a Country by Kurt Vonnegut, narrated by Norman Dietz and directed by Jenny Selig. This book is copyrighted 2005 by Kurt Vonnegut. This recording is copyrighted 2005 by Recorded Books. Written over the last 5 years, A Man Without a Country is Kurt Vonnegut's hilariously funny and razor-sharp look at life, art, himself, and the condition of the soul of America today. An intimate and tender communication from one individual to his fellow Americans. While often hilarious, it is at other times despairing. But as ever with Vonnegut, it is always searching. And now, A Man Without a Country.
Chapter 1. As a kid, I was the youngest member of my family. And the youngest child in any family's always a joke maker, because a joke's the only way he can enter into an adult conversation. My sister was 5 years older than I was, my brother was 9 years older than I was, and my parents were both talkers. So at the dinner table, when I was very young, I was boring to all those other people. They didn't want to hear about the dumb, childish news of my days. They wanted to talk about really important stuff that happened in high school, or maybe in college, or at work. So the only way I could get into a conversation was to say something funny. I think I must have done it accidentally at first, just accidentally made a pun that stopped the conversation, something of that sort. And then I found out that a joke was a way to break into an adult conversation. I grew up at a time when comedy in this country was superb. It was the Great Depression. There were large numbers of absolutely top comedians on radio. And without intending to, I really studied them. I'd listened to comedy at least an hour a night all through my youth. And I got very interested in what jokes were and how they worked. When I'm being funny, I try not to offend. I don't think much of what I've done has been in really ghastly taste. I don't think I've embarrassed many people or distressed them. The only shocks I use are an occasional obscene word. Some things aren't funny. I can't imagine a humorous book or skit about Auschwitz, for instance. And it's not possible for me to make a joke about the death of John F. Kennedy or Martin Luther King. Otherwise, I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?